Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Ama Yoshev B'tzion. Leinishmas Maros Esther Bas Reb Shmuel Bas Chana Pesukon Ratzat Chana Reb Meir Zev Bas Azul Shor Yosef Ben and Reb Shmuel Penchas Reb Yaakov Tzvi, and is based in the Torah Meir of Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zitzal. Rabbeinu Yena in the third Shire in Oischov Beis writes Umitzis Tefillin Umitzis Mezuzah Mitzis Asehein. Bina b'chal kabbalas malchus shemayim ki al kain nichtvu b'parshas shema Yisrael. That tefillin and mezuzah are mitzvos asei, and they're included in kabbalas malchus shemayim, and that's why they're written in the parash of shema. Now, we can learn from what he says that mitzvos talmud torah is also included in kabbalas malchus shemayim. It's also in the same parash. Right, it was in the first parash. You have v'yavtas Hashem Elokecha, etc. v'shinatam levanecha v'dibrata abam. It's Talmud Torah, and then Ukshat Mosai Adecha, Yotvos Ben Inecha is Tefillin, and then Ukshat Mosai Adecha Visharecha is Mezuzah. So if you say that, like Rabbi Yoni does, that Tefillin and Mezuzah are a Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim, so too is Talmud Torah. It's important to note that Talmud Torah is mentioned in the second parashah of Shema also, different Lashon, the first parashah of Vishinantam, the second parashah of Limadatim. So you see that the Vishinantim is more of a Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim than Vilimaditim. Because the Baruch Hamas Shemayim is in the first parasha, not in the second. So that's something that requires explanation. Why is there more Kabbalah all in the Vishinantim and not Vilimaditim? So the Mahalach is as follows. Chazal tell us that the Pasuk Shema Yisrael is the Kabbalah and the first Dibra of the Aseret HaDibros. This is a Yerushalmi in Brochus in the first parak in Halacha Hay at the beginning over there. So it says that Shema Yisrael, you're makabel the first dibra. Hashem Elokeinu is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's a Kabbalah. It's accepting Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Hashem Echad is a Kabbalah of the dibra of Lo Yelecha. Shouldn't have other gods. So it could be we say with one trepidation that Chazal aren't just telling us Ma'aseh Shaya Kachoya. That the Kabbalahs of the Dibros of the Anoich Liyelecha were affirmed by the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. But rather Chazal are coming to tell us a new nature, new quality, new content in this Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, what it's all about. And this Teuchen HaMechudesh, this new quality tells us that even though there's a halacha that mitzvahs Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, it's fulfilled when you say Shema Yisrael. Nevertheless, there's no Shleimus Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim in this pasuk alone, but rather only when it's mitztarif to the dibros of Anochi and Lo Yelecha as a an affirmation of the Kabbalah of these dibros, and that's this is what it means. Talmud Torah, Limud HaTorah, is miyuchad, is unique from all mitzvahs, because no mitzvahs Jews did before they actually were commanded to do the mitzvah. For example, we didn't wear tzitzis till we were told to wear tzitzis. We didn't eat kosher till we were taught to eat kosher. We didn't take lulav till we were taught to take lulav. But it's not like that with Talmud Torah. The Jewish people learned the Torah from the mouth of God before they were commanded on Talmud Torah. And this fact is the fundamental fact in the relationship of the kiyum of Limud HaTorah in relation to the kiyum of the other mitzvahs. Because what this means is, this fact, this fundamental fact teaches us that all the mitzvahs are a fulfillment of the chovos that are a result of the bris between us and Hashem. We have a bris, and mamela we have to keep the other commandments. But the Divrei Torah that the Jews learned from God before the commandment of Talmud Torah is the bris itself. That's what creates the bris. There's the etzem krisus habris, and then there's the kiyum habris. What's the etzem krisus habris? The Talmud Torah that we learned from God's mouth before we were commanded. And then the kiyum habris is the actual fulfillment of the mitzvahs. But the krisus habris was done via Talmud Torah that God taught us. That's the bris that God revealed himself to us and taught us Torah. So, since the Etzem Krisus HaBris is through Divrei Torah, Memela must be that the mitzvah of limud Torah has to precede the command of limud Torah. The command comes afterwards. The command is telling us to fulfill the bris. But the etzem bris, the very creation of the bris, was done through limud Torah. Even before we were commanded to learn, those divrei Torah through which the bris was made between the Jewish people and God are the dibris of Anochi and Lo Yelecha. These two dibris are not just stam divrei Torah, but they are the kol se habris. They are what creates the covenant between the giver of the Torah and the receivers of the Torah. And here come Chazal and tell us that the pasuk of Shema Yisrael is ishul kabbalatan shel hadibrot halalu, is an affirmation of the receiving of these dibris. In other words, the pasuk of Shema Yisrael is not viewed individually, independently, but rather the pasuk of Shema Yisrael is a kabbalas habris. And since every kris has bris, every time you literally cut a deal, cut a covenant, there have to be two sides. So the pasuk of Shema Yisrael is the kris habris mitzad makabel. That's our side of the bris. Just like the dibris of Anochi and Luay Alecha are the kris habris mitzad anoisein. But even that the dibur of Anochi and Shema Yisrael are together kris habris. Anochi and Luay Alecha are mitzad anoisein. And Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is kris habris mitzad makabel of those two dibris of Anochi and Luay Alecha. And that's how we made the bris, and that's the limud HaTorah, right? That's God teaching us Torah. This is Torah, this pesukim. Shmuel Beis, Perek Hey, it says, Vayavo calls it Gnei Yisrael el HaMelech Hebrona, Vayichrot lehem HaMelech David Brit b'Chevron, Vayimshichu et David leMelech al Yisrael. That all of the Zikne Yisrael came to the king, the Chevron, and they anointed David as king over Israel. So we have over here that the minui of the melech is called krisas bris ben hamelech hamitmaneh uben am hamimaneh. So it's called it a bris over here, Rabbi said, to make up the pasuk. V'yichreis lahem hamelech David bris b'chevron. So the appointment of a king is called a creation of a covenant between the king who is appointed and the nation that is appointing him. And that's the Ikar HaKavana B'dvareinu Eile, that Kabbalas HaMalchus, that's Miskayim through this Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, is not fulfilled completely by itself, but rather it's only as it comes together with the Krisis Bris. This Pasuk is a Krisis Bris between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how we're Makabel His Malchus. There has to be a Krisis Bris between the Memaneh and the Mismaneh. So this Pasuk is our side of the Krisis HaBris, because it's like we're appointing David HaMelech king, Ahavdil. Derech Krisis Bris, and that's what we do to Hashem also. So that's what we said, that the Pasuk of the Kabbalas Malchus, Shema Yisrael, doesn't stand alone, but rather it's Mitzdaref, it combines with the Dibra of Anoichi. Because only through this Tzeruf we have a revelation of the Teres Krisis Bris, Sheba Pasuk Shema Yisrael. And it shows how it's different than Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach, they're Mekayim, the Sheva Mitzvahs without Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim. But by us, this Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim is a hafkah for the Eino Ben Bris. They don't have this. They just have their seven mitzvahs, and there is no two-sided covenant. There's no Nasiv and Ishma. There's no Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, or Shem Echad. They just were given the mitzvahs and that's it. But we have a bris. A bris has two sides. And that's expressed in the Shema Yisrael. Parallels Anoichi and Chazal say, first be makabel my Malchus, and then be makabel my Gzeros. So that's Anoichi is Kabbalas HaMalchus. And then meaning Shema Yisrael is Kabbalas HaMalchus. And then Hayim Shemo is Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. So the Anochi parallels the Shema Yisrael, it's Kabbalas HaMalchus. So we go back to the word shinun, v'shinantum, v'shinantom livonecho. So that relates more, we said, to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim than v'limadatem in the second paragraph. We didn't understand why, now we understand. What does it mean to be koreis bris? Rashi says in Bris Ben Absarim that the koreis bris would cut something up into two, and they'd go in between the two parts. In other words, just like those pieces are two sides of one shleimus, so too, we, the koreis habris, are two sides of one shleimus. The inyan of a bris, uv'inyana shel habrit lo nihye chashuvim kishnayim, ela shanu mitztarfim bazeh l'shleimut achida. We become one whole when we make this bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the word v'shinantam? Chazal said that the Torah should be mechudodim b'ficha, that if a person asks you a question, don't be megamgem, don't stutter. Right, that's the word megamgem, means gam v'gam. You say this, you say that, it's a stutter. Chashal, don't do that. Rather, the Torah mechudodim b'ficha. Chidud is milashon chad, which is sharp. When you cut something with a sharp knife, so then the knife becomes one with the thing that you're cutting. If it's a thicker knife, not a sharp knife, so then doesn't become one with the thing that it cuts. It doesn't have the same hitachadut with what it cuts. It's like word chidud. Sharp comes from chad. If it's sharp, it becomes one. It goes, slices right through. So, because it's like one with the thing that it's cutting. So, that's why it's called chidud milashon chad. V'shinantam levanecha yudei v'tor mechudadim b'ficha. Chudadim means milashon chad, that it should become one. You become one with what you learn, that's what v'shinantam means. And merely you're not gonna stutter, please. So what's your name? You stutter? We know in a second. What's your phone number? Know in a second. So that's the way Lahavdi, we should be with Talmud Torah. They become one with the Torah, means you're not stuttering. So we're koreis a bris. The bris, we're becoming one. So Mimela, the we were koreis a bris with Torah. So Mimela, the way to express this koreis a bris properly is we become one with the Torah. It has to be shinun v'shinan tom levonecho. So that's this Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. That's how this parasha of Shema Yisrael, the Talmud Torah part of Shema Yisrael, relates to Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, because the Talmud Torah created the bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he became our melech. And Anochi and Lo Yelecha, and Mela we say Vishinantam, where becoming bris means you become one with the other side. So Mela, that's our learning. Our learning, become one with our learning. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Luchos Talmud Torah paskins, Mishan Asol Libo L'Kayim Mit Zul Karoy Lias Buchta B'Keser Teira L'Visiach L'Dvar Daitel L'Dvar Macherim L'Asim Libo Shani Ketorim Oishiv Akobot Ke'achas. That when you're learning, you shouldn't think about anything else. And don't think, oh, I'm going to get, if you want to be Muchter B'Keser Atayra, your heart is lifted to be Mekayim this mitzvah properly, and be Muchter B'Keser Atayra, just go ahead and discuss this a lot in the past. You shouldn't distract yourself to other things. You shouldn't think to become rich and honored, but rather just focus on Torah. So Rabbi Rambam says, L'Kayim Zukaroi, it's the proper way of doing it. It's not just the Midas Chasidus. It's the proper way of doing the mitzvah, the lechachila way of doing the mitzvah, not a hiddur. And nevertheless, it has to be nesel libo. You have to elevate your heart. We don't have this by other mitzvahs, that you have to have an elevated heart. Why dafka here? So the answer is that the Jewish people learned Torah mipi agvura. Before, they were taught the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because the limud precedes the tzivui v'chobas ha-limud. That limud was a maisa krisis bris, as we spoke about. There is a halacha that tells us that the limud of Torah should be like the giving of the Torah. So part of that is that the limud of the Torah should be b'derech shel krisis bris, as it was given before the actual time of the commandment. And that's, by the way, the what the Rishonim tell us, that Anochi is not a commandment, Anochi is an established fact. So too, Talmud Torah is not just a commandment, but it's an established fact. It's a Metzius. That's how we made the Bris. Even before there was a Tzivui, there was Talmud Torah. So included in the mitzvah is Bechreach. That we have the Talmud Torah that preceded the Tzivui of Limud HaTorah. Because you can't have the Divrei HaBris before the Krisus HaBris. So the Mitzvah Talmud Torah is a unique character, unique quality. And this quality is not merely that it's a mitzvah, it precedes the mitzvah. And that's how we have to learn as well. Derech Krisus Bris. And that's the Vishinantam. What is Vishinantam? Vishinantam is that you become one with it. The only way to become one with it is Misha Nisao Libo. Your heart has to elevate you. And then you have to learn in such a way that you become one with your Torah. You identify with the Torah. It becomes Chad, who it becomes, you become one with it. Because that's the Derech Krisus Bris. So in order to get there, you have to have a special lave. By other mitzvahs, there's no difference between this lave and that lave, but here it's in the Nisao Libo. If you don't raise your heart, then you're not going to become one with your learning. It's necessary to raise one's heart. So that's the that's because, again, here we're making a Krisus Bris. And the only way to have a proper Krisus Bris is when you become one with your learning, Vishinantam. And that's only done by raising your heart. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Mariv Rabbeisai, that was the first part of this year. There is more to come, so please stay tuned. And thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.